If you do plan on traveling over the holidays, how do you know that your hotel room has been really sanitized? What about that window seat on the plane? Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is Christopher Elliott, co-founder of the advocacy group Travelers United. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us, how have hotels and airlines, what kind of procedures have they been putting in place to keep their facilities sanitized?
Well, you know, they've been doing a lot of PR about cleaning. So you see airlines and hotels getting involved with companies like Clorox and Lysol and talking about how they're cleaning more than ever. But the problem is that there's no way to verify that they're doing that. So you don't know if your airline seat or your hotel room has been cleaned. There's no good housekeeping seal of approval.
So it's just relying on their word.
You have to take their word for it, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. What about things that they've put in place, like a seal on a door or in the restroom, a paper slip around the toilet seat?
Yeah, that's great to show. I stayed at a Hilton, and when you open the door, there's a seal there that says it's been cleaned. But there's no way for me to verify that. A lot of travelers will take a UV black light with them to see if there are smudge marks somewhere. You know, that's usually a sign that a room hasn't been cleaned properly. Apart from that, it just comes down to their word for, and you have to take their word for it.
And so if that's the situation that we find ourselves in terms of traveling right now, what kinds of things can someone on their own do to make sure that they are traveling safely in the coronavirus?
You really only have two choices. You can not travel because it's not safe, which is what a lot of people are doing, or you can clean yourself. You can take a bottle of disinfectant or disinfectant wipes with you and then clean the high-touch areas like the door handles or the remote controls. And unfortunately, you really, you know, like I said before, it's all PR. They're talking a lot about what they're doing, but there's no way for anyone to know that they're actually doing it.
Do we have any maybe anecdotal incidents of sort of those seals and things being put on rooms just, you know, for efficiency, not necessarily knowing that they've been actually cleaned?
Yeah, I mean, I just wrote a story in USA Today about this and talked to a housekeeper who said, yeah, you know, when housekeepers at hotels are under a tremendous amount of pressure to clean a certain number of rooms. So if they show up in a room and they see that maybe you didn't use the toilet, they're much more likely to put that paper ring around the toilet, you know, the one you were talking about before, even if they haven't cleaned it.
Okay.
And so there is some anecdotal evidence. I'm waiting for the big investigative piece on TV where they have all those resources, they can go into it. It's just me, the travel columnist here, but I did talk to people who say that this is going on. And so that's very troubling, though, if you're concerned about your safety and hygiene, to know that people are doing that.
Right, right. What about other innovations? You talked about a black light. Is there anything like that or UV lights or things that could help?
Right. UV light does disinfect. And there's a hotel in Boston called the Yotel that uses a system called Violet. It's like three different words, and you can order that when you get to your room. It's $30, and for $30, they'll send a robot into your room that will radiate the entire room with ultraviolet light. I did talk to the hotel about that. They didn't reveal how many people were going for violet, but my take on this as a consumer advocate would be, why not use violet in every room? Why make
sure
people spend an extra $30 for it?
Right. If you've got the technology, why not just do it?
Exactly.
Yeah. In terms of, as a travel writer, what kind of volume is the travel industry expecting this holiday season?
Well, travel is down by about 50% from last year. So a lot of folks are staying home. And the ones that are going are very aware of what the risks are, and they maybe need to go see relatives. They're going, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, going to see grandma. And they're very worried. So and they have a lot to be worried about, frankly, because we just don't know how safe travel is right now.
Yeah, yeah, it is really tough. That uncertainty there. The vaccine could not come any sooner. Please, please.
I agree with you.
Are there any hotel chains or airlines that are doing better than others?
Yeah, I mean, the standouts in terms of airlines are Southwest and JetBlue and Delta. They've all blocked off middle seats and have pretty aggressive cleaning measures. I should say that at the beginning of next year, they're all going to go back to fully booking their airlines, their cabins. So you're probably going to see some more evening out of that. Also, in terms of hotels, Hilton has a fairly good reputation. I just did a big story in Forbes about the best hotels. Interestingly, some of the lower end budget hotels like Red Roof are doing really well in the cleaning as well.
Wow, that's good to know. Well, thanks so much for giving us some insight and maybe a little peace of mind, or at least knowing that a lot of this is in our own hands for making sure that we're safe as we travel. We appreciate your time this morning.
You're very welcome.
That is Christopher Elliott. He is co-founder of the advocacy group Travelers United.